Hey, we've only got a minute 40 before the song ends. We have to end the show.
Yeah, yeah, we've got to. Listen, today's show podcast will be a bit ranty.
It's ranty.
There's stuff.
We got socially...
That's passionate.
It's good. We did Space Herpes, we did Bill Shorten, we did Andrew Denton, we talked about Andrew Denton, yeah. We talked about anti-vaxxers, yeah. We talked about Alanis Morissette, I cried, I sung, I fell in a toilet.
Yep.
It was all good.
Yep.
Enjoy it. Subscribe. Hit.com.au. Go to our iTunes. Em and Harley, we got to go because the song's coming.
Good on you.
Goodbye.
It's the radio show that can bust out a duet at the drop of a hat. Hosted by two people who play to their strengths.
If they came in leopard print, I would own one of those.
If they came in Blundstone.
And if you don't like that, they've got five words for you.
Shut your old mouth.
I know. Okay, that probably took a bit far.
This is...
The Ambrosiano Radio Show.
With Harley Green.
I love that that made them.
Sorry, what was that?
You shut your old mouth.
You shut?
That was in reference to older mothers, so that went well.
Nah, you are... That's harley.breen at sca.com.au.
No. Harleybreen.com. Go to the website. Plenty of tickets on sale. See you at the live shows.
I was giving them your email address. Even better. Look, we have a lovely... complete show for you coming up. Although we don't really know what we're talking about at 6:10 yet, but that's okay.
Mm-mm. Oh, that's soon.
Sorry about it.
Who cares?
Mate, when's that ever
stopped? Do I look worried?
Do I? I don't even care. We're going to be talking about things, basically.
Yeah, there'll be some stuff.
There'll be some highs and lows. There'll be some fun. There'll be some tears.
Someone talked to you. I talked to some other people.
You did some building.
I built a thing.
You did a parent teacher. Some idiots had an anti-vax movie screening last night. Anti-vax.
Yeah,
the anti-vaxxers had a movie premiere last night. Idiots. Yeah, that's it, really.
Dr. Trav. Dr. Trav's coming in.
It's massive. Big touring.
It's huge.
Yes, yeah, huge.
Big touring.
Yeah, Alanis Morissette. Oh, I'm not supposed to say that yet. Alanis Morissette.
Nothing.
First time in 20 years. You know, we just get to this part of the show and I'm like, oh man, we can say what we're going to do, but we never do it.
And also, I don't think anyone would hold us up to it.
Johnny in the truck doesn't give a crap.
Doesn't care.
He's here for the witty banter.
He's here for the intellectual conversation.
Yeah, they come for the witty banter and they stay for the poo chat.
Yeah.
There's tomorrow's promo taken care of.
Yep.
First song is one I like, Thunder by Imagine Dragons, and the next, my sheet says Space Herpes.
Yay!
Speak of the legend and he shall appear. Johnny! Hey, Johnny!
Hello, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate.
Good, mate. Where are you driving to this morning, mate?
Back to Oberon. You know what my highest of the day is?
What's that?
What, doll?
6 o'clock when I hear your guys' voices. And you know what my low is?
What?
But I've got to turn on bloody Oberon Road and I'll lose your reception.
Sorry, Johnny.
Yeah.
Can we get some towers out there so we can get all reception all the way to Oberon?
I don't even figure it out.
If you download radio app, you can listen on your phone anytime.
I don't know. Have you got signal when you drive? Like, can you get the internet?
No, not out there.
Nah.
Yeah, right.
Johnny, what time do you start driving, mate?
4:30.
Oh, mate.
Oh, that's early.
That is early. And what time are you finish?
About 4:30, 5 o'clock.
Oh. 12 hours of driving?
Dear Lord.
12 hours of driving, six 5 days a week.
Johnny, jeez. I will stop complaining about my work.
Yeah.
3 hours a day.
Johnny, what are you hauling, mate?
At the moment, I'm hauling all timber going out to the Oberon Mine, the mill out there.
Yeah.
They recycle it all, make it the MDF board.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, nice one. Mate.
I feel like a celebrity because every time you mention my name on the radio, I'm a truck driver, mate. Hey!
Do you get on the CB and, like, are you a celebrity amongst the truck drivers now?
No, I'm not.
What?
Well, you should be.
Can you talk to every truck driver in Sydney on your CB? Like, do you have a secret channel where you, like, talk about stuff?
Yeah, pretty much Channel 9 on the coast and then Channel 40 around the west, yeah.
Channel 9 on the coast. You got to get on Channel 9 on the coast, Johnny, and tell everyone to listen to us.
Channel 29.
Well, you got to tell them to listen to us, mate.
You know what I'm going to do, Johnny? I've got a CB in my Land Cruiser. I'm just going to rock it out there. 10-4, 10-4, big budgie. Johnny's the rock dog.
Beautiful, mate. Beautiful.
Johnny, thanks for calling in. You've given us our first talk break, which means I can shunt space herpes
That's
down
right.
and we don't have to fill 6'10". So you have a ripper day.
I will. You guys do. Hey, listen, just quickly.
Yeah, man.
There's a massive tree on the M7 covering your bloody billboard sign.
What?
Yeah, they've got to cut it down because you can't see your face.
Right. I'm getting on the CB, then I'm getting my saw, and I'm cutting the tree down.
Get on Channel 29, and it's happening. All right, we'll get that taken care of. That won't be there tomorrow. Don't worry about that.
Good on you, Johnny.
I'll just be hanging from a tree with a saw later.
Yeah, it's our eye on the ground.
Yeah, if you see me, Johnny's our eye on our signs. I love that. Yeah. He's a legend. Well, coming up next, Space Herpes. All right, nerds, listen up. I got a job for you.
Yeah.
NASA.
I'm not listening.
No, you would actually love this job.
Right.
Do you know what it is called? The planetary, the job title.
Yeah.
Oh, you're gonna jizz your pants over this. The title is Planetary Protection Officer.
Oh. Planetary Protection Officer.
Protector of the planet.
Oh, I like that. That's Captain Planet.
Correct.
But more senior.
And
he's just a captain.
Less with kids summoning you.
Yeah, less with...
Don't tell me when to come.
No.
Don't tell me. I'm Captain Planet. Earth, wind, fire, water. These little idiot kids.
What's that guy about?
What's Hart going to do? Yeah. Hart needs to take a seat because when I go to war, what's Hart going to do for me?
Hart's
give me the
nothing.
Wind, give me the fire.
Well, I'm with your monkey.
Go have a nap. Take a knee, Hart. You are a disappointment.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Captain Planet.
Captain Planet. He's a hero. Gonna take pollution down to zero.
Never.
Right.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my Christ.
Didn't he have, like, purple or green hair? Purple suit, green hair?
Purple suit, green hair.
Very frantic looking dude.
Yeah, and to be summoned, these idiot teenagers just to call out for him. And it would just drive me crazy. I'm like, dude, he can come whenever he wants. He's Captain Planet.
And there was a time, so there was earth, wind, water, fire, and they could obviously get that going. But then there was the fifth one, Hart.
And I was like,
what are you doing?
You are useless, Hart. Tits on a bull, Hart. Tits on a bull.
Yep.
Listen, we've got the song. Someone said they've got, is this
wind!
Combined, I am Captain Planet.
Captain Planet, he's a hero. Gonna take pollution down to zero. He's our power.
Yes, mate.
Brilliant.
Hart, shut up, Hart.
Shut up, Hart.
You shut your face, Hart. You lock it down. So... That's kind of not what the job is offering.
That was nothing to do with what we're talking about. Coming up next, space herpes.
No. Now, this job was created in 1967 when the US signed the Outer Space Treaty.
Who'd they sign it with?
Just themselves. Just a blank signature, just in case someone from outer space came and signed it.
Yeah.
No, they did. They signed an Outer Space Treaty of 67.
Well, they're not signing it with Russia, are they?
No. It says it outlines the... No. It outlines the dangers of alien matter to our existence, including all kinds of space herpes and humanoid matter to other worlds.
What?
So, basically, what you have to do is you're as responsible for ensuring that we don't get any alien microbes as a result of us going out into space. So, we send people out.
Yeah.
You've got to make sure when they come back, they ain't got space herpes.
Yeah.
Because we don't want space herpes.
No, we don't want space herpes coming up in our junk.
No! Imagine getting a case of space herpes.
Yeah.
Oh, they would be green and bubbly. You wouldn't be able to hide that. Ooh, oh, my God.
Rough.
Nah, not good.
Do you know 1 in 5 people now...
Everyone has herpes, and if you don't have it, you'll get it.
And 1 in 3 have cold sores, which is
100%
related to the herpes virus.
Everybody's got herpes, 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 herpes. Everyone's got it. And if you don't, you're going to get it.
Yep.
It's just the thing.
It's the thing.
No, it's
you're
going to
get it.
Did you see some
woman? Stop shaming people, by the way.
Oh, it's fine.
I mean, everyone.
No,
it's all right.
The what is it? HPV? Is that what it is? Everyone's going to get it.
Yeah.
Did you see that some woman suing Usher for giving her herpes?
Oh, really?
Like, mate, try and prove it came from Usher.
You can't prove it came from Usher. Everyone's got it.
Usher's herpes would be very good singers.
It'd be good herpes.
Wouldn't they?
That's a
good
if
you had to get any kind of herpes.
You'd have Usher
that'd
herpes.
That'd be smooth. That'd sing beautiful songs to you. Anyway, the job pays $235,000 a year. It's not a bad job.
Oh, I'm on board.
Yeah, it's
I'll stop someone from getting herpes. I've been stopping myself from getting herpes for 37 years for free.
Yeah. What?
I don't have herpes.
How do you know? Well, maybe you've got them right now.
I don't have it. What?
I've been getting cold sores since 91. Cheers, Mum. Thanks for that.
Same.
Good on you, Mum.
Mum.
Oh, mate.
Mum gave you herpes.
My mum gave me mouth herpes.
There we go. Daily Telegraph. There's an article for you.
Because in the 80s, the boomers didn't give a crap.
No.
Oh, I've got a herpes. I'll give my kid a kiss on the head. No,
now
mate.
Everyone's got herpes.
Now, whenever I haven't had one in ages because I take lysine. I take special vitamins that stops me from getting them. I take one a day. I haven't had one in years.
Yeah.
You know, and if I ever had one near my kids, which I've had one in like 17 years, I move out.
Do you know chickenpox is herpes?
I'm not giving my head herpes to my kids.
Yeah, it's related.
Chickenpox is herpes.
It's a related virus.
Is it really?
Yep.
Did you just make that up?
Nope. I know a lot about this sort of...
You know a lot about herpes?
Yeah, I know a fair bit about herpes.
Well, you could be the bloody planetary
I could be his bloody guy.
Protection officer.
5,000
Captain Herpes, he's a hero.
He's stuck on the top of my lip.
Yeah.
Take it to zero.
Gonna take my itchy crotch down to zero.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad we got to space herpes, Sydney?
Yeah. We're not who we used to be. We don't see what we used to see. We're just two ghosts swimming in a glass half. Trying to remember how it feels to have a heartbeat. Cheer up, Harry.
What's wrong, Harry?
That was new Harry Styles. He's great, but I don't think we should play that now. I'm sad and it's only 6:41.
Yeah. He's in Dunkirk and surprisingly good.
Oh, mate, he's getting rave reviews, apparently getting offered major movie deals now.
And you know what? The reason I think he was good in that is that I didn't notice him. As in, like, it wasn't... He was just another one of the
actors.
Well,
that's what the director did. The director knew he was semi-famous. Yep. This is the story that comes out.
Apparently.
And he just said...
Christopher Nolan.
Christopher Nolan. Yep. Batman's Christopher Nolan? Yeah. And he just said, oh, yeah, I knew he was popular. But he didn't. He just auditioned him because he wanted to act. And he was good and he got the part.
Yeah, he was quite good.
Well, it's got five stars. That is already hotly tipped to be the best Oscar's best film.
Also, he was way too pretty and straight.
I was going to say, were his teeth too good
for being a British soldier in the 40s?
The big book. He wouldn't have made the big book of British smiles.
No.
It's time for this. What's the superior thing we're talking about now? Oh, can you just like Ben? Can you like bring up something like Pump Up the Jam or something? I need something to
pump up the jam.
Just something. I feel like that song.
I know
really...
all the words to that.
Do you?
Pump Up the Jam.
That's pretty much it. Have we got Technotronic?
Yeah, we sure.
Can you just
do.
Like just pop that in? I just feel like.
Yo, pump up the jam, pump it up, while your feet are
thumping. That's better.
And the jam is pumping. Look ahead, the product.
Okay, good. I'm up. I just needed something to get me out of that funk.
Yeah.
Okay. So today's What's a Superior Come. Look, it's one that affects my daughter had a party and the lolly bags came home.
When? What party? Why aren't we talking about that? When
oh,
was
no,
it?
It's just like
doesn't
a kid's
matter.
Party.
Oh, okay. Yep.
I don't want to talk about those because then the mum's cracking. Anyway, she went to a kid's party.
Yep.
And it was my youngest. And the lolly bags came home and I was going through it as a very good lolly bag.
It was
high quality.
Yeah.
Back in my day, the lolly bags used to be, you know, bought from Coles. They were like superhero plastic ones. They were horrible.
Yes.
And then the parents would go buy the black label crap, musk.
Yeah.
No one eats them and just pour it in the bags. Now, oh my God, now the modern day lolly bag, the 2017 lolly bag, is like a tasting plate.
Yeah.
I mean, you noticed the standards of lolly bags have increased?
So I made my lolly bags.
Okay.
Hannah and I sat down and we hand drew Jolly Rogers on brown paper little gift bags. Well, because Leonard wanted Jolly Rogers and I was looking around, the only ones I could find were these crappy little plastic ones. I'm like, well, not having that. So we bought... brown paper, like little gift bags.
Yeah.
And then all individual Jolly Rogers.
It
was only 12 bags.
Yeah, but still, you're hand drawing the lolly bags, which are just going to get ditched once the lollies get eaten.
But then I didn't know what to put in it because, there's a lot of, I don't know about the, here, have more sugar as you leave.
I know.
So I gave them a dark chocolate Hags Love Heart.
For the antioxidant value?
Yes.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
There's less sugar in the dark
chocolate.
Wait,
let's do this. 13, 10, 60. What's a superior item to put in a lolly bag?
Yeah.
What's the best, what's your number one? If you could only have one thing, what would that be in a lolly bag?
And then I put, because he's got a couple of vegan mates, of course he does, kids that are vegans. It's ridiculous.
Kids should not be vegans.
Ooh.
I don't care. Come at me.
Let
kids pick.
Yes.
Let kids pick.
You know, mostly they'll
pick not eating animals.
Sure.
Anyway, so I bought some vegan lollies.
Yeah.
They were like jelly babies and gummy bears. So everyone got like four each of those, and that was it. That's all I put in.
That's it?
Oh, no, and then there are a couple of little toys. A sticker book and right. little toys.
So well, for you, though, what's your one? What for you?
What's mine?
What would you, if you're making
You've got to have it in the lolly bag when you leave.
What got to have it in?
Chubba Chup.
A Chubba Chup?
Yeah.
What flavour?
Watermelon.
Watermelon?
Watermelon.
Yeah. Wow.
Or teeth.
I don't like the taste of the teeth.
Me either.
I like doing the gag.
Yes.
The gag's
I like
funny.
The gag.
But then you got to take it out and you've got all the
good.
Flowery stuff
yes.
up in your gum.
Yep.
For me, a lolly bag is not a lolly bag without a plain Freddo in it.
Oh, okay.
Or
yep.
a giant Freddo.
A giant Freddo in a party bag.
A giant Freddo that I will later dip in a hot beverage. That is my favorite thing to do.
Who's getting a giant Freddo in a party bag?
100%.
Are you serious?
I'm buying giant Freddos. I'm buying a big bulk pack of them.
Yeah.
And if there's nothing else in my lolly bag, it's a giant Freddo. If
right.
I get a lolly, that's the meat. That's the meat. In the hamburger for me.
Really?
If the lolly bag represented a hamburger.
You do like a Freddo.
I love a Freddo. I've got yeah. Freddos out there. I'm going to have one. Oh, my God. You're going to make
have
me.
A Freddo.
You're going to make me another coffee, please. And I am going to have a Freddo dipped in it.
In the coffee. Right.
So for me, that is you cannot. If you give my kid a lolly bag without a Freddo in it, I'm judging you.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not judging. I'm observing and commenting that you're shit. Beth in.
What's going on here?
Oh, I never heard of this one, Bethy.
You guys are so 2012. I'm sorry.
What's a superior item to have in a lolly bag? We're going to get educated for our kids' next parties.
Absolutely. Yeah. A nerd's rope, hands down.
What's a nerd's rope?
Oh, you need to go and find this. You know nerds, the little tiny little crossy? Yeah, yeah, okay. They make one item. It's about maybe 30, 40 centimetres long, and it's all this chewy thing covered in nerds. Your kids will know exactly what it is and they'll be envy of everyone.
Nerds rope.
My kid won't know what it is. But
yeah, he will. Ask him. I bet you $1 million Leonard knows.
Okay.
You know,
I could use that.
Because the schoolyard, you know that
yeah.
it happens. And yes. they don't come home and necessarily tell you everything.
No.
And he knows you don't like giving him lots of sugar.
Yeah.
So he's not bringing it up.
Maybe somebody's smuggling in this contraband because he comes home and he is off the walls.
They're just wearing it like wrappers.
Yeah.
You know, they just
yeah.
put it around yeah. their neck. They've yeah. got chains and yeah. chains. And I'm nerd. I love being
nerd
up
nerd rope.
I love being hip with the kids.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring
I
that
I want to be 2012. I want to be 2017.
I'm going to go home today and I'm going to go, hey, Odie, do you want a nerd's rope?
I just Googled it. It looks amazing.
Oh.
Show me.
Oh.
Show me that picture.
I love when nerds came out, I was very excited.
What?
That is great.
I'll How do they stick together?
Have you met sugar?
Can I wear it as a necklace?
Yes. Probs.
Oh, my God, I need to go.
You could have a whole
go
jacket.
Go buy us. Brady, go buy us one, please. all right, 13-10-60, nerds rope. I feel new. I feel reborn. Yeah.
Although I still think it's amazing that you're putting a nerd rope in a lolly bag.
Mm. Well, that's making it look full. That's making you look like you're rich. You're yeah. rolling in the dollars.
I spent too much time drawing Jolly Oranges. I should have just been buying nerd
Kids
rope.
Don't give a crap what's on the front of the lolly bag.
None of them looked at it.
I love it.
I just stand there and go, look at that one. Come on, it's got a bow on its head.
13-10-60, what's the superior item to put in a lolly bag? We have a double pass to Taronga Zoo up for grabs. We'll take your calls next.
Hi, I'm Gary Megan, and I do a little show on Podcast One called A Plate to Call Home, and it's about fascinating people all centred around food. This is a show for foodies, but it's more than that. It's a show about the people and the stories behind food. I think you know that I'm obsessed by food. Everything in my life revolves around it, and I love nothing better than to spend a little time talking about people that are equally as passionate, sharing their stories and getting to know what makes them tick. It's called A Plate to Call Home, and it's available on the Podcast One app or on podcastone.com.au.
We are doing on 13-10-60, what's a superior item to pop in a lolly bag?
Yeah.
Now, we're also getting educated.
Yeah, a party bag at the end of a kid's party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, we're not just talking nostalgia. We're talking now. If you are, like, up on what is cool.
Yeah.
As parents, I'm happy for this information because I have no idea.
We found out about the nerd rope.
The nerd rope is one of the revelations.
Which I thought was a bit of rope that nerds use as a belt.
That would also work. I'm glad that's what you said.
You can't eat. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, Nev.
Moving on.
Hey, Nev.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Very good, Nev.
What's a superior item to pop in a lolly bag?
Look, I was going to say Whiz Fizz, but you gave me that whole song to come up with popping candy.
Oh, yes. Oh, you're correct, Nev.
I love popping candy.
It's a party in your mouth.
Yes.
And you know what they've done now, Nev? They've put popping candy in Fredos.
Yes.
So they've combined my two favourite things.
Yep.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
so
popping
good.
Candy and chocolate. It's amazing.
There's other things you can do with... Oh, yeah. Don't worry.
Yep, move
nah,
on.
Don't worry about that.
I know where you're going. Stop it. Don't put popping candy there. Stop.
I've heard.
Have you heard?
I've never done.
Have you heard?
Oh, come on. I've been with my husband for 17 years. You think we're doing popping candy in the bedroom?
Yeah, you'd need a bit.
Mate.
After 17 years.
Oh, relax. We're fine.
Pop it up.
We don't need that. We are A-OK, mate. We've talked about that before. That's the least of our problems. Gabby in Forestville. Hello.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Gabby. We're holding
I've got
it together,
a bit of a
mate.
Contentious one for you today.
Mm-hmm.
I used to love this as a kid, going through your lolly bag and pulling out all the warheads
yes.
and eating them one by one and just stripping out the roof of your mouth with
yes.
them.
Yes.
It's so true.
What are you sour or hot?
Oh, I used to love both. My brother and I, we used to get, like, big 10-packs and just work our way through them crying, and you had to get to that sweet bit in the middle.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I love I've got the image of you just sitting on the ground sobbing, shoving candy in your mouth.
Well, I did the same thing. I loved Warheads so much.
Oh, they got banned from our school.
It was an event.
They got absolutely banned. Yeah. 100%.
Everything gets banned from school.
Anything fun.
When it's great.
Mel in Northmead, hello.
Hello, how are you this morning?
Yeah, good Mel.
Honey. Mel, what are you popping in a lolly bag?
Okay, this is an old-time classic, Cobbers. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. It's
Cobbers,
a fantail, basically.
For those people who do not know Cobbers, like fantails are the poor version of
yes,
a cobber.
That's
they're
right.
They're caramel covered in chocolate and they're just divine.
Chewy.
Yeah, but I feel like they're the ones that get stuck in my teeth.
They pull a filling out.
I don't like a lolly because, although I do love a Redskin.
Ooh.
I do love a Redskin. Like, I would say that is a big weakness.
Did you ever get the Redskin and twist them? So then you're heating them up by the twisting and once it's already done half.
I used to dip him just in hot water so I could stretch him out.
Yeah.
And then you could also melt it down so you had very sweet, like, because we were allowed soft drink, so I had to really improvise.
And a fun game at school was you go to your mate, hey, do you want a Redskin? And they'd get so excited. They'd go, yeah, and then you just
slap them.
Adult version is drop it in your bottle of vodka and you can have Redskin vodka.
Yes.
What?
Yeah, it eats at it. Yeah, Redskin vodka.
What?
It's delicious. Yeah,
because the alcohol just eats at the lolly. And then you got Redskin flavoured vodka shots.
I gotta go home.
M's off.
I gotta go.
Mum's eating some breakfast.
Mum's gonna do that.
Don't put that in a kid's party bag.
No.
Redskin vodka.
Yeah, Redskin vodka. Not a good idea.
You get judged. Oh, everyone say judgy.
You'd literally get judged.
Blake in Green.
In a court.
Yeah. Blake in Greenpoint. Hello.
How you going, guys? Morning.
Yeah, good, mate.
How's the Central Coast this morning, buddy?
Mate, I'm not at the Central Coast at the moment, but it was pretty good when I left. I'm in Sydney at the moment now.
Yeah, right.
But what are you doing? What do you do for a job?
I work on the council.
Yeah, right.
Oh, do you
How's that going?
Yeah. Mate, it's really good.
What do you do for the council, mate?
Drive the trucks. Drive the road sweepers.
I love it. We're big in the truckies, in the truckie industry.
Trucks love it.
Love it.
Definitely a great job. I love it.
Thanks, good Blakey. On you, all right. Now, what's a superior item to pop in a lolly bag?
Superior item, I think. Who didn't have a Red Frog in their lolly bag when they went to a party? I know it's old school, but Red Frog's got to be one of them.
I agree. Yeah. Green frogs were rubbish.
Yeah.
But do you reckon if you closed your eyes, you'd be able to tell the difference? Were there actually different flavours?
Yeah, definite.
100%.
Yep. Red frog's the way to go.
Red frog, absolutely. Green in the bin, red.
Green in the bin? No one likes green over red, unless you're a serial killer.
Yeah, no one's eating green frogs.
Oh, my God.
Except the French.
Yeah. Let's give the tickets to Gabby because she was crying and eating lollies.
Yeah, good on you, Gabby.
Oh. Hey, Gab.
Yeah?
You got a double pass to go to the zoo, buddy.
That is awesome. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. You're so welcome. I was going to say something.
Yeah.
I can't remember. What were we talking about?
Who knows?
Red frogs, green frogs.
Serial killers.
Redskins in vodka.
The French. Vodka.
Oh, it'll come to me.
We said no to roses and we vetoed the kittens. There's no bloody way we'd give away mittens. But the prizes we've got will not make you whinge. These I am and Holly's favorite things.
Well, what will it be today?
It's all great. You know what? Everything's great. I just am saying that because I just don't believe it's going to top yesterday. It'll be great, though. It'll be what it is. And everyone will enjoy it.
You big dumb idiot. I love how if I stop talking, you just keep going because you're a comic and that kind of thing makes you nervous.
No, it doesn't make me nervous.
Stop talking. I'm about to reveal. Don't stop talking. It's kind of imperative that you and I bounce off each other for this show.
Are you nervous?
Here we go. Ooh.
What is it?
A Louis Vuitton wallet.
Holy mackerel. Wow.
That is a very good prize.
You could actually sell that and go to New York.
No, don't sell it.
Don't sell it.
Well, you could if you want to. Yeah, it's beautiful. It's a classic. It's an envelope style Sarah wallet. It is the classic, the two-tone brown check with the gold clip. It's a Louis Vuitton wallet. It's Em and Harley's favorite thing. Now, that's good.
How do they do these
You know
things?
What this is? This is a treat that you wouldn't normally buy yourself.
Yes.
You know, because it's ridiculously expensive. But if someone's going to give it to you, you're wrapped.
Do we have a kleptomaniac that works for us and just goes and nicks all this crap?
Nah, we actually go and buy it.
Do you?
Yeah, I just sent Jace a list of all the things I liked.
Yeah.
And he's gone out and bought
them. I
was
meant to.
You didn't. Yeah.
And I didn't reply.
So be listening out. Be listening out for the little jingle. And then call up if a Louis Vuitton wallet, envelope style, Sarah wallet, the store name, appeals to you. You are...
building.
Well, you consider yourself to be a licensed builder.
Nope.
You do so.
No.
You think you're Bob the Builder.
Yes.
You really do.
That's different.
No, but I feel
I'm a kid's character.
You would never hire someone to come and build you a table.
No.
See, I would.
What a waste of time.
See, you... You would happily go, you know what?
Oh,
I don't have any qualifications.
It's my happy place.
See.
One of the main considerations for every house that I've rented, and geez, I'm stacking them up now.
That I've rented. I want everyone to note that he rents the properties.
Yes.
That he is...
The main consideration is that there's a shed workshop scenario that I can do my building in.
You're just a bloody man.
I just love it.
You're just a bloke.
I don't know. I think because it's you know it's kind of mathematical. It's like this has got to be cut at this. It's a simple brain function which allows my other part of my brain to do the creative thinking. So I can be writing shows or thinking about stand up or whatever while I'm building, and I enjoy it. I thoroughly enjoy it. Mm. I want to be doing it right now. See you later. Anyway, I'm building at the moment.
What are you building?
A kitchen bench.
Yes.
Because...
In your rental property.
In my rental property.
Yep, correct.
It's not structural.
No,
I'm not attaching it to the house.
Mate, it's fine.
It's a table.
Just whack on a story while you're at it.
No, it's very different.
Pop on an
you're
extra
being
bedroom.
Ridiculous.
Just pop on an extra bedroom.
It's like just putting this chair in a room.
Mate, just knock it down. Just
okay.
Rebuild the house.
No, I can't. It's got a heritage overlay. I'm not allowed to.
Well, that's never stopped you before.
Yeah, I have a high respect.
Is that your limit?
If there's a heritage, high respect of heritage overlay.
If there's a heritage overlay, you're like, I'm not touching
this
that.
This is how we keep beautiful structures in our cities.
I didn't know you had limits. That's good.
Absolutely.
You cowboy carpenter.
This is what happens in places like, for instance, Brisbane,
yes.
where they just went, oh, that's old, knock it down, and we're losing all these beautiful places. Yeah.
Queenslanders.
Yeah, mate.
What do you say about
wrecking
them?
Ball in the middle of the night. That's what was happening during the Joe Bjorky Peterson times.
Cheers.
Yeah. Anyway. So I'm building this bench because there's not enough bench space. There's not enough cupboard space. I'm like, I can fix that. I'll build a bench. And over the last couple of days, I've been tinkering around with it. Ben knows that I cut something. There's a good mistake to make is when you cut something too long, which is what I did. Mm. And then I cut something too short. And that's annoying. I fixed that problem. Yeah. That's fine. And then this morning I woke up and I was standing in my kitchen. The bench is out the back in the shed. Mm. And then I was looking at the doorway.
Oh, God.
From the back of my house that comes into the kitchen. I'm like, now I don't know this for sure, so I'll keep you updated. But I'm pretty sure that I've just spent a good 2 days building quite a nice little bespoke kitchen bench. That will probably become a chicken shed of some kind. Because I don't think short of ripping out a window
really,
and feeding it through that.
Fit.
I don't think it's going
to
fit.
It's not going to fit, baby.
No, I think it needed to be built in the kitchen.
In the kitchen, on site.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm getting it in.
I don't think you are either. But then when you move out, you're going to have to take it apart again. I just think the whole thing's a waste of time.
And money. But I've had a good time doing
it. Oh, that's good.
I feel very zen.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. You could put it outside and maybe prepare some food outside.
Well, I can get it in. You could live in the hallway. I could just take it straight through.
Can anyone walk in the hallway if it goes in there?
Oh, yeah, it's a massive hallway. You could park a car in
there. Pop it in the hallway. Be a nice little console.
Yes.
Everyone loves a
little
console.
Sideboard.
Yes.
Love a sideboard.
Is that all?
Yeah, that's. I just thought I'd report on that, but I'm not really sure where it's going to go. But we'll see.
I can't wait. We'll update this time tomorrow. Holly's going to measure the door.
People will be frothing at the butthole.
Can you take photos when you get home? If you're frothing at the butthole, get yourself to a doctor, Tootsweet.
Go. You should get that looked into. 100%. Literally.
We'll update you tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Gary Megan, and I do a little show on Podcast One called A Plate to Call Home, and it's about fascinating people all centered around food. This is a show for foodies, but it's more than that. It's a show about the people and the stories behind food. I think you know that I'm obsessed by food. Everything in my life revolves around it, and I love nothing better than to spend a little time talking about people that are equally as passionate, sharing their stories and getting to know what makes them tick. It's called A Plate to Call Home, and it's available on the Podcast One app or on podcastone.com.au.
We got some news yesterday, and my heart stopped a little bit, and I felt sad and worried. And if you haven't heard, Andrew Denton has been diagnosed with advanced heart disease.
Yes.
And he has been working tirelessly on his charity, Go Gentle, which is trying to legalise voluntary euthanasia.
Right.
He watched his father die in a very painful way. Yep. He then did that amazing podcast all about this. And he's someone that I know I've looked up to my whole life. Yeah. He just always felt...
Australia's greatest interviewer.
Yeah,
I'm willing to put
and
that.
It's just integrity. You know, you just feel like you're in safe hands with Denton.
Yeah.
And he's just got this gentle smile about everything he does, and he's very smart. He's obviously married to the most impressive woman in the world. And I just, when I heard the news, the reason I felt visceral. He was one of the first people to contact me after I lost the baby. And I reckon it was about 4 days afterwards, and I couldn't get out of bed. I was so sad, and my email pinged, and I looked down, and it was an email from Andrew Denton. And he's someone I've met once before that I've always admired, loved enough for everything. And he sent me this email that it's the reason I got out of bed. It's the first time I got out of bed after losing Ray, and it was his email that propelled that. And I just... Yeah, I never really talked about it, and I don't. Hopefully, he's okay with me mentioning it. But I just wanted people to know the type of person he is, and I'll just read a little bit of what he sent me. He said, "Em, we met once briefly a few years ago. He said I was going to write to you before this weekend's sad news, but I've been off the grid. What I was going to say is I really love what you're bringing to the airways. It's fresh, it's genuine, it's sassy. Above all, it's human and good human at that." He said, "I was going to say all strength to your arm and keep going, and nothing has changed after the news of the baby. Nothing about that has changed, other than I'm glad you're taking care of yourself." He said, "You're a good human. You're a real human. Go well. Be kind, Andrew." And then he said, "No need to reply." And I wrote back to him and just said, "You know, have you got any words for me? Because I'm at the bottom. I'm in just in the depths of despair." And then he sent me back a poem, I'm not going to read because it make me cry. So I just, he's a really amazing human.
Yes, he is.
So I thought I'd email him back something.
Yeah.
And I'm worried about what I sent him back. I'm going to read it to you. Now, he's going to go in. He's going to have multiple bypass surgery this week.
Yep.
And
it's a big operation.
But there's been lots of advances, and it should be successful.
Yes. Like,
and he's going to have the bypass. He's going to get better, hopefully.
My grandmother has had that done twice, and she's 94.
Oh.
So there's...
Yeah, and Denton said that he's going to come back out and he's going to go back to Go Gentle. So I wrote him an email back.
Yep.
In, I want you to tell me if it's okay.
Sure.
He hasn't responded, but he's unwell.
Well, he's a bit
busy.
He's
in the hospital.
He's flat out.
Dear Andrew.
Yes.
I just read about your dodgy ticker and I felt an instant need to reach out. Although you should know I feel an instant need to do most things. I mean, I'm an impatient person. I'm not certainly trivializing your broken heart, but I bet you already have anyway. I'm writing for two reasons. One, to say I'm thinking of you and sending all my magic to you and your meat clock.
Yeah.
Which I put an asterisk on meat clock because I have to explain meat clock later in the email.
I think it explains itself.
I mean, you're a hero of mine, a stable and steady presence, a beacon of journalistic integrity. I can't always see you, but I know you're there, maintaining high standards. You're like my Dumbledore, only with less homoerotic undertones and beard.
Yeah.
It's like, you're a bit weird there.
It gets a bit weird, but that's okay.
Potter references aside, your words after I lost my baby were an integral part of my clouds parting. Thank you again for bothering to write. Then I've offered to help out with the Go Gentle campaign should they need me while he's away.
Yep.
And then I said, in the meantime, look after yourself. Let's get together so we can sit awkwardly. And I won't know what to say, but it'll be fine. Go in good health. And then I explained meat clock. It just kind of came to me. I liked it. You can use it if you want.
Sure.
I don't know why you would.
I like meat clock.
She can have it.
It's made of meat and it ticks.
Ticks.
Yeah.
And so I sent the email, right? And then I did that thing where I went back and read it later on.
And you're like, I know. I think that's from the heart.
Yeah.
You shoot from the hip, M. Rossiano.
Do you think it's okay?
Yeah.
No, I literally said, you just sent this to a person you have admired your whole career.
Yeah.
And he referred to his heart as a meat clock.
Yeah.
Which is being operated on.
Yes.
Andrew Denton, if you are somehow hearing this, you go strong, you be well. We're big fans here. And again, you were a big part of me being able to get back and get out on the radio. And I realized yesterday I talked about a celebrity giving me a pep talk in Tina Arena.
Yes.
And I realized today I've talked about a celebrity giving me a pep talk to get out of a hole. And maybe that.
Both worthy stories.
Yeah.
And I wasn't going to do it. And then I thought, no, Andrew Denton deserves this recognition.
Absolutely, it does. And the thoughts of Australia are with you.
Denton. With you. Strength to you and Jen. And any of you can have meat clock. That is a term that you
may... Well, we've all got one.
All use. We said no to roses and we vetoed the kittens. There's no bloody way we'd give away mittens. But the prizes we've got will not make you whinge. These I am and Holly's favourite things. They sure are. And today's favourite thing is a Louis Vuitton wallet. It's original
Once
style.
Owned by Keith Richards.
No, but he is a fan of the brand.
He is a fan of the brand.
I don't know if Louis Vuitton would be happy with that as a brand ambassador.
Keith Richards, they paid him to be an ambassador.
Did they?
Yeah.
So they love him.
There's some really iconic Louis Vuitton images of Keith Richards with the Louis Vuitton bag.
But the fact that you even know about this
it's because
is
of
amazing.
Keith Richards and Louis Vuitton.
Well, we'd like to say hello to Honey in North Ryde. Hey, Honey.
Morning, Anne. Morning, Holly.
Honey, is that your name, your birth name?
Let's just say it is, okay?
Okay. Sure. You're the one telling the story. I'll
She's like, no, my name's Rhonda. Shut up. Honey, what's your current wallet situation?
I have like a $10 wallet from Kmart that's falling apart, so I really need a new one.
How many people listen
to us that buy
wallets from Kmart?
I love it. Well, honey, you can dispose of your $10 falling apart wallet because you now have a brand new Louis Vuitton one.
Yeah! Oh, my God, I'm so excited. I'm going to be carrying around stealing money. Oh, my God.
Very good.
You'll just be waving the wallet around everywhere. Do you want me to pay? I'll pay. Let me get my Louis Vuitton wallet out.
Yeah, for sure. I'll be flashing it all over North Ryde. Don't worry.
Oh, look out, North Ryde. Well, honey, you enjoy that. Thank you so much. And look, we'll be doing this again before 9 o'clock, listening out for the jingle. 131060, I need your advice, Sydney. You know, I do love to bring my life issues to the radio so that you may comment and tell me what to do.
Mm.
And then I'll do what I want anyway.
Yes.
We have had some new neighbours move into the street.
How pleasant.
Yes.
Wow. And a little bit stressful when new people move in.
I don't talk to my neighbours.
I do.
Of course you do.
Over the fence like Wilson.
Nope. You live your life, I'll live mine.
Yep.
I'm worried that something will go wrong and then my only place where I can go and not have to avoid people is my house.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of hotspots around Australia otherwise where I'm just kind of avoiding people.
Yes.
Those people usually come up as suggested friends on my Facebook page too, funnily enough.
Right.
And so, yeah, I value the sanctuary of my home and I don't want to accidentally maybe have an issue with a neighbour and then can't go home.
Oh, I'd get that.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I just kind of, I'm polite, a wave or do a wave, but it's a wave that says, I'm moving along.
Yes.
It's just a one little, it's like a hand up, hand down.
Yep. I see you. Thank you very
much
for being there.
I'll acknowledge you.
Now, get away.
I'm on my way. Because if you do like a double wave, oh, you're in for a conversation.
Oh, yeah. We're not hanging out. The neighbours aren't hanging out, but we know each other. Yeah. We see each other.
Yeah. We nod. Yeah. We like if I walk
There's
past.
A nod.
Yeah. So these people have moved in. They've been there for about, I reckon, 6 weeks.
Yep.
And we've been noticing that our bin, our red bin where the food goes in, has been getting tipped over a lot.
Yep.
Someone.
Is your food bin
or
red?
Something.
Yeah. Mine's green.
No.
Like just a normal bin colour green. There's no different colour to the lid.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
the yellow lid is recycling.
Yellow. We have yellow, green and red.
Oh. Green is green waste.
Yeah.
Because it's a light green, yeah?
Yeah.
And then you've got a red lid for...
Well, I can't put meat in the green waste.
No.
So when we're chucking out meat, it goes in the
it's
red
in the
bin.
Red lid.
Yeah. We have two red bins. I had to apply to the council. You I got an extra bin.
You live so far away.
I do. I have a red bin, a green bin and a yellow bin.
Amazing.
And so our red bins where the food goes keep getting tipped over. And I'm like, what the hell's going on? Oh, my God. And my husband is getting so stressed out about this bin getting tipped over.
He doesn't get stressed much
either. But finally, we found the culprit.
Yes.
It's the new neighbour's big black dog.
Oh.
And Scott wants to go to the new neighbours. Yeah. Scott wants to go to the new neighbours and say, your dog keeps getting out. Please control your dog.
It's
and I'm like,
reasonable.
Please don't do that. We don't know what kind of people they are. We don't want to upset them. I don't want to be in a feud. I don't want to be on a current affair with a reporter's foot in my door.
But the dog is tipping your bin over.
I know. But I'm just stressed about Scott going to confront the owners.
He'll do it in a well-measured way.
I know, but... I just, you just don't know what how people are going
to
react.
I'd be stressed about you going to the neighbours.
No, in this situation, I'm the submissive one.
Right.
And so, like, this morning, the dog had got to the bins again.
Yes.
So I'm in the driveway quickly picking it up because I'm afraid Scott's going to see it and walk over there willy-nilly, half-cocked, telling them to keep their dog under control. So I don't know what to do. Do we go and say to the neighbours, hey, can you keep your dog under control? This dog's massive. And I've gone and looked. I've investigated as I walk my dog. It's just jumping the fence. It can clear the fence. It's like it's huge. It's like a Doberman.
Yeah, right.
And it just comes in and it just tips our bin over. I watched it do it. Well, it tips, and I'm on the window going, hey. It didn't care about me.
No, it doesn't care about
you. It's a big Doberman. Tipped the bin over, got right into there. And I didn't want to go out because I'm like, oh, it's a Doberman. And I'm sure it's lovely and friendly, but I was like in the window going,
But listen, you're an animal lover, right?
I love animals.
Yeah, so why don't you go next door to your neighbours in the interest of the protection of that animal because
he or she shouldn't
be jumping over the fence, could hurt itself just even in doing that, could get hit by a car, could get picked up by the pound, could eat something in the bin that it is allergic to.
So he thinks, Bill Shorten just walked in and he thinks he could come here.
Get in here.
Bill Shorten. No, just wait for 1 second. All these media advisors are going, no. Bill Shorten, what are you doing? Are you really going to
have him from 1 second.
Get on my mic. I'll get on that. Were you really going to come in and not say hello?
Pleasure to meet you.
Apparently not, no.
How did you think? Did you see me and go, oh, God, she saw me?
Yeah, I know. I felt like it's one of those films where she saw me.
Your media advisor is like, we have to take him now. Well, who's he got to talk to?
Perth.
Oh, we're more important than Perth. This is Sydney.
No, I'm running for a national gig.
All right, Gary.
Guys, but nice to see you.
Great to see you, mate.
Thanks for coming in, Bill.
Nice to see you,
Will you come and see me before you leave?
Of course.
So at least I can get a hug or something. Jeez, man. All right, off you go.
Bill Shorten.
I love it how the future Prime Minister
thinks. You just
thinks,
called him the Prime Minister.
The future Prime Minister thinks that he can just like not say hello to me.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, he's looking at me now. He's apologising. I don't care, Bill. You've ruined it. Nah, you're dead to me, Bill. Okay.
Welcome anytime, mate.
131060, though. What?
He's flat out here.
What the hell? What should I do? Should we go and say something about the dog, or should I just continue under the cover of darkness to pick up the bin?
Or just adopt the dog. Just take it in.
It
Put
would
it in
eat
your
my
backyard.
Dog for breakfast.
Oh,
have you seen the size of my dog?
Yes, I have.
We'll take your calls next. So hectic.
We're talking about a dog who we've got some callers called in, and we'll discuss that later. But then William... Shorten.
Bill Shorten just walked into the studio next door and made eye contact with me, and I just saw him go, oh, shit, she saw me.
I imagine his name's actually William.
And then I'm like, Bill, get in here. And then he's got two advisors going, no, Bill, get back. Yep. And Bill just powered off because he knew he'd have hell to pay if he ignored me. And he came in, and that video will go up later, and you will see the terror in that man's eyes. But we are talking about the fact that there's one of my new neighbor's dogs is coming in and tipping over our bin, and my husband's very mad about it, and he wants to go up and confront them. I don't want him to because I don't want issues with my neighbors because my home is my sanctuary, and I don't want to have to avoid going home.
And I just think you need to be a good neighbor and inform them that their dog's getting out.
Okay. There's a bit of something I left out.
What?
I know the neighbour is related to a close friend of mine, and the close friend of mine has told me that he has a temper.
Oh.
And is protective of his dog.
Well, then, even more so. Imagine if he finds out that you know that his dog's getting out and you haven't told him.
No.
There'll be hell to pay.
Fiona and Sinclair, what should I do?
Hi, Em. I reckon you should take over some leftovers, maybe put them in an ice cream container and knock on the door and be all friendly and just say, here, honey, try this. Maybe the dog will stop tipping my bin over if she's well fed.
Oh, that'll go well.
No, I don't think I should do that. That is something I would actually do, but I don't think
I know.
Should. Yeah, I love it. I mean, I see you, I feel you, but I can't do that.
Yeah.
Tony in Penrith, what do you reckon?
Chop bones.
What do you mean?
Scott eats lots of chops.
Yeah.
Put the chop bones in the red bin, and if that gets caught in the dog's throat, that's a big deal or even a foot down for the dog.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, the dog could die on the bones.
Yeah,
that's
good.
Correct.
We do eat lots of chops.
I think the angle you've got to go is for the
concern
safety
of the dog.
I'm just concerned.
Yes.
I'm so worried. Welcome
I'm a good
to the neighborhood.
Person.
And I'm just worried.
I like that idea.
Even take a peace offering or go buy a proper dog bone and go, listen, what a beautiful
what
dog
beautiful
you've got.
Dog.
I'm just worried. Because we throw out all sorts of things.
Oh, God. Sometimes I put knives in the bin.
Yeah. There's rat bait in there.
Oh, God. There's cyanide.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Joining us now for some free therapy, Dr. Trav. Hey, Dr. Trav.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Trav.
We were ignoring you because we were accosting the leader of the federal opposition.
Yeah,
Bill Shorten came back in.
Bill Shorten.
Yep. So he's a good guy.
He's a great guy.
I like Bill.
I like him.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Dr. Trav, we have had a lot of people writing in wanting to access you for their own personal therapy. Mm. And I just realised, you need to move that. And so we're going to bring Diana on from Coogee. Hi, Diana.
Hello.
Now, Diana, you wrote to us, and it's a topic I think a lot of mothers will relate to, and fathers. But Dr. Trav is here. If you could just let Dr. Trav know what happened.
So it was last week, a typical play date with my 4-year-old son and 2-year-old daughter. Mm-hmm. At a playground, everything's going well. It's been about 2.5 hours there, time to pack up. Kids are starting to get feral. I was getting my 2-year-old sorted, so unfortunately my back was towards my 4-year-old boy because I don't have eyes in the back of my head. Mm. And apparently he pushed a girl, hit a girl. Now, I take blame for that because I wasn't watching, so technically I was a supervisor. That's my fault. But that girl's mother has marched up to me and said, you need to teach your kid how to say sorry. Now, it's something that really, really stuck out to me. My son has speech delay, quite a significant speech delay and sensory processing disorder.
Yeah.
So we do endless amount of speech therapy. We do occupational therapy. She has no clue of the challenges we have. So for her to even presume that I just don't educate my son was a bit of a stab in the back. So the whole point why I wrote to you, I just wanted everyone and parents just to not assume that we're not doing our job, that there could be an underlying issue, just to not judge and just maybe just be a bit more kind and show a bit more empathy towards each other.
So did you want to ask Dr. Trav a question?
No, I just wanted to call and just put this on air and just say that's just what I wanted to do and maybe teach mums how to go through this and in the future. And some, you know, mums might be at their breaking point. They might be, you know, about to have a nervous breakdown. And if that happens to a mum that's about to have a nervous breakdown, what do they do?
Yeah, I think, Diane, you make a fantastic point because, you know, we never know what's going on in other people's lives and we only ever sort of respond to their behaviour in the moment and assume that the way that they're behaving at the moment is a reflection of them. And that's rarely ever the case, isn't it? Because in your case, I mean, there's a heap of stuff going on in the background and this little incident in the playground is just one little piece and people don't have context. So I think the point that you're trying to make is let's be a little bit more tolerant, a little kinder to each other as parents, because it's a hard gig being a parent and you don't always get it right.
Trav, can we drill down on something that I think is the underlying problem? And I want you to, like, I really want to drill down on this. Why are mothers such harsh judges of other mothers? What is the psychological drive to shit on a woman that is probably going through the same struggles as you? Why is this so prevalent?
Yeah, look, Em, I feel really strongly about this, so I'm going to have to manage myself. But we are incredibly hard. Mothers are incredibly hard on each other. And the expectation that they have of each other to be perfect, and this perfectionism starting to come out, is just destroying our ability to be able to parent, to be really frank and honest with you. You know, none of us is a perfect parent. We live in a very curated world through Facebook and other social media to give the indication that we're always perfect parents and we're always happy. And families are always ecstatic, and that's just not the case. You know, we go through this range of emotions, as we all know. We have ups and we have downs. We have good days and bad days. But the reality is that part of our job as a parent is just showing up, doing the best that we can and giving each other a break and supporting each other when we don't do what we would like to do or don't do it to the best of our ability.
On a really practical level, Trav, because this happens quite a bit. I've been in situations like this in playgrounds where there's parents that you don't know and all of a sudden your kids are in an altercation. What's a practical way that we could navigate this kind of interaction?
Yeah, because this happens all the time, doesn't it, Harley? You see
all
it
the time.
Playground. And we're hardwired to fire up. When somebody's attacking our child or having a crack at them, we're hardwired to defend them. So the first thing that we can do is, you know, 9 times out of 10, this is not severe. So if we just take a deep breath and step back a moment, create some space in it and ask and listen rather than jump to defend, that creates a lot less tension in the situation. You know, it's hard for me to accept that my kids don't behave perfectly all the time, but they don't, you know?
Yes.
And sometimes when they do something that's not appropriate, I just have to wear that, even though I want to defend them in the moment. So just take a step back, take a deep breath, ask a question, what's happening here? How can we sort of work this out rather than immediately jump to defend? And that's going to de-escalate a lot of these conflicts.
Yeah, great advice.
And don't jump to blame, I guess. Try to figure it out. So is part of the criticism that, you know, the mummy shaming that's going on, is that also an element of trying to make yourself feel better by, you know, by pointing out someone else's flaws? Or is there a deep-seated worry that you have that flaw?
Yeah, well, of course, I'm always concerned that other people are judging me, right?
Yeah.
So by what I do. And if people are judging me, then they're not accepting me. If I'm not accepted by people, then I'm rejected. And then that just spirals my old brain into this, you know, place that I don't want to be in. And it happens so quickly. So we're constantly sort of triggered by this all the time. If we start to become a lot more tolerant, a lot more patient, a lot more supportive of each other, start to share our stuff-ups as well as our successes, then we create a much broader picture of what's normal rather than what we're getting now, you know, in terms of that curation. So we just need to cut each other some slack, you know.
Exactly.
We're not perfect.
And can I just ask, anyone who's perusing Facebook today, if you're at home because you're a stay-at-home parent, resist the urge to write something shitty under someone else's photo comment and stop and ask myself, why am I doing this? Why not give them some love instead of some hate? I don't understand the need for people to seek people out and write horrible things under. If I go out for 2 nights a week, say I've had a dinner with Scott and we've got a function. Last week I did that.
Yep.
Oh, who's got the kids? Must be nice. Right. I'm like, hold on a minute.
Yes.
I'm home with my kids every day. I do every drop off and pick up.
Sure.
Why can't I go out for 2 nights of
and
the 7 nights?
Businesses
it's none of your
business. Yeah.
Oh, I nearly saw them.
You were very close.
But the other thing to remember too is that you don't have to be tapping into social media constantly. If you're not reading it, then you're not worried about it. I mean,
yeah,
and
true.
We become addicted to it. So it's a big issue that we need to manage, right?
100%. Yep. Trav, thank you so much. This mummy shaming thing is something that just seems to be getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And, I think it's not addressed enough. So we just need to kind of keep at it. And ladies, cut each other some slack. You know how hard it is.
Yeah, be kind to each other. Absolutely.
You know how hard it is. You know how hard it is as a working mum?
Absolutely, mate. It's flat out.
I'm just a working mum.
Trying to get it done, being a working mum. And then I've got to have other working mums judge me.
Bring it in. Let's have a hug. Come on.
Bring it in. Thanks, Dr. Travel. Chat next week.
Have a great week.
Bye. See you, mate.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks.
We sure are. And while we're giving away things and favourite things every day, today's a Louis Vuitton wallet, we are struggling to give away $50,000.
Why?
I don't know. That's what we're doing.
Oh, my God. The quizmaster hasn't read the questions yet, so we'll pad. Brittany in Campbelltown, hello. Have you got them?
Good morning.
And now, what would you do with $50,000?
Well, my car's just broken down, I think, for the last time, so I would love to buy a new car. I'm desperate to get a new car.
What are we talking? Let's talk cars. What kind of car?
Oh, anything. I had a $700 Holden Astra for 4 years, so I'll take anything and save the rest and, maybe splurge on a Louis Vuitton wallet.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
You read the questions. Stop speaking.
Oh, I'm fine.
Are you all right? Okay, all right. I'm handing you over now to Quizmaster Harley.
Hello, Brittany.
Okay. Good morning, Harley.
Now, mate, your letter is M for mum. That's not one of the answers.
I feel lucky.
The letter M. You should feel lucky. All you got to do, this is so simple, you've never earned money easier, is answer 10 questions in 30 seconds and we'll give you $50,000. It's a pretty big deal.
My heart's beating kind of fast, but I'm
confident. Slow it down. Remember how we're just mates, Brittany? You and me, we're hanging out at the pub all the time. Now I'm just finding you out, and we're just having a chat, and you're just going to answer some questions.
It's a strange conversation to have with a mate.
It is a bit strange, isn't it? Yeah. I don't even know. I don't know how we became friends, but we're mates, and I'm just like, hey, Britters!
Yeah.
Tote's got 10 questions for you. You better go 30 seconds.
Relax. Okay.
And there'll be some weird ticking time bomb in the background, which kind of stresses you out and your heart beats faster. And, oh, no, there's a lot of money. It could change your life. Anyway, just relax. We're going to take your first answer as well, Brittany, but just go quick and answer the first thing that comes into your head. Time starts after the first question. Here we go.
Okay.
Name a breakfast spread.
Mango.
A five-letter word.
More.
A bird.
M-O-O-R-E.
A bird.
Bus.
Come on, mate.
A Sydney suburb.
Maryland.
An island.
Pass.
A car brand. But you won't be buying.
Panther.
A disease. Jesus, Brittany!
Oh, I panicked so bad.
Didn't you?
Oh, you were the worst yet.
That's
bad.
A breakfast bread is a margarine, marmalade, or Marmite.
Wait, I want you to apologise to Sydney. Apologise.
I am very sorry. I took someone else's chance to win $50,000.
Hey, inexplicably, you got $300. I don't even know how any of that happened.
That's still going to help me.
Good. Well, $300 is a half another car that you like the one you've got.
My seatbelt.
Tell you what, our producers are on my shit list today. How did she get through? I love you, Brittany. You are a welcome member of this community, but you are never welcome to buy Alpha Bucks again.
You actually missed out on the question.
I love you.
You missed out on the question, name a disease, and mad cow was the answer. You're mad cow. Good on you.
But you are banned from, we're putting it, sometimes we have to ban callers and they get a big X on their name. But you get an X.
She can call up for a chat.
She can call up for anything other than Alpha Bucks.
Yeah.
X. when she said sorry, what? For the first question, I threw my pen in the air.
I didn't mumble.
Mate, did I stumble on mumble?
A breakfast spread.
How hard is it? Look at her. They've put a big X through her name. It's happened. All right, producers, we won't have a meeting anymore. That's fine. You get off bed. I got some extremely exciting news last night from Benjamin, Giggling Ben, who is here, our anchor, our presser of buttons. And he told me that one of my all-time favourite singers is touring. Now, she defined the late 90s for me. She, in fact, defined my first ever breakup.
She is the 90s.
She is the 90s.
Yeah.
We're talking Alanis Morissette. She's coming to Sydney. Now, we're not affiliated in any way, the station I'm presenting, but I just feel like this is a community service announcement. She hasn't been here since 1999.
It's a long time.
It's a long time, but I don't know, if you're of my vintage, mid-30s.
What? Mid-30s?
Yeah, I know.
No.
Oh,
I know.
That's not right.
I know.
No,
she played when you were in the cradle.
Yeah, late 20s. I'm finding it odd that you're into her, actually. You're very, very young.
Thank you. I rule with fear. I want you all to know that in the late 90s, in 1997, when I broke up with my first ever boyfriend, who had the Tasmanian Devil Tiger down near his...
Junk.
Yeah. This song and this album, Jagged Little Pill, was absolutely flogged in my red Gemini.
Yeah.
So I had a red Gemini with a beautiful...
How did you have a car when you were that young? That's ridiculous.
I had a red Gemini, M's Gem. And inside, it had a beautiful faux suede beige interior. It was lovely.
Oh,
it was beautiful.
Yeah.
And I'd crank this album, and I would literally, because back in those days, it was hard to stalk people because we didn't have social media.
Right.
And my first boyfriend had cheated on me with my friend at the movies, and my mum had seen them at the movies. And my mum came home and woke me up in the middle of the night to tell me.
Probably could have waited until the morning.
Well, that's what I said, because after she goes, Em, I just saw Daniel.
There's a lot of people named Daniel.
I just saw Daniel at the movies kissing Brooke. Go back to sleep. You got to be
Daniel
tomorrow.
And Brooke.
She told me to go back to
sleep. Like Days of Our Lives.
She told me to go back to sleep.
Yeah, you're not going to be going back to sleep.
I went and got in my red Gemini.
Yeah.
I cranked this. Put it back on again. I cranked this song. I drove across to Daniel's house. I knocked on the door.
Yeah.
I let him have it. It was 2 a.m.
Really?
100%. Yeah. This song is one that, like, I know there are other people out there that find just an angry moment. You're in your late teens. You're kind of figuring out who you are. And I'm just, I hope Alanis knows that 18, 19-year-old Em got through some hard times. And like I was saying, it's hard to stalk people in the late 90s. No social media. So you had to get in your car and drive past their house.
Yes.
And I cut so many laps around Daniel's house cranking this album.
Yeah.
This is what... Turn it up,
Ben.
I don't even care. This is in the list. Do you know this song?
Yes. It's pretty hard to miss it. It was everywhere.
Oh, my God. I can see myself now. I was crying. I was screaming. Oh. You know this bit coming up now? Could you sing along?
No.
It's fair. Cause the joke that you laid in the bed, that was me, and I'm not gonna fade as soon as you close your eyes, Daniel. And every time I scratch my nails down someone else's back, I hope you feel it. I can't you feel it?
Wherever Daniel is right now, keep your head down, Cheryl.
I've let it go.
Yeah, it seems that way.
I've moved on.
Yeah.
Yep. Tickets go on sale Monday, August 7th from ticketet.com.au. I'm going to be there front row.
Yes.
Just screaming. Alanis. Just have some pig's butt in a bag.
You don't know him, but...
She's gonna.
Yeah. It's going to be a loud show.
I reckon we should get a big group of listeners together and we just all of us go.
Yeah.
Angry chicks.
Yes.
And some gay guys.
I'd imagine that's probably going to be a lot of the room. Angry chicks and gay guys. Yeah.
Fantastic. I just said something very traumatic happened in the toilet.
We're meant to be talking about...
But we will.
No, we don't need to.
No, we
can get to it tomorrow.
Good idea.
Save it.
So...
Do we need a poo chat?
No.
Oh.
Didn't even get that far.
Didn't even get to a poo.
You know,
it's in a toilet.
Have you ever had this happen?
I don't know. You haven't told me yet.
When the cleaners come in every day...
Yeah.
They lift the toilet seats up and they leave them up.
Yes.
And I walked in...
Oh, no.
I thought that's how I was going to die. I thought, this is it. This is the end. I sat down in the toilet. I'm like, ah!
And
I was like, ah! Because there was no seat. And my bum fell in the bowl. And I'm sitting there like a cockroach on its back in the bowl.
I've been meaning to ask this question all my life, right? Because I was brought up...
I didn't look, Harley. I just walked in and sat down.
This is the thing.
Like, oh!
This is the thing, right? I was brought up, my mother was like, and father for that matter, put the toilet seat down. There's three boys in our house, one girl, the sister. And we all had to put the seat down because it's respectful to my sister and my mother 100%. In the house, which I do. Good. That is a practice that I do. But I've always thought, are you just going in blind? Are you not looking at what you're about to sit down on? Because all manner of things can be existing on that seat. By all means, I recommend that everyone put the seat down. In fact, put the lid down as well because it's more hygienic. Aren't you looking?
Normally.
What kind of faith do you have in a public toilet that you're just going to blindly sit down and expect nothing to be there?
Well, my trust is shot. I already had trust issues. And now... I didn't look. I trusted that someone would, some animal has left the seat up.
There is nothing quite
I
as
thought I was
going to
die. Do you understand?
I'm sitting on porcelain.
This is how I'm going to go because there was no one else in there.
You can't die.
But you know when you have it, don't you ever get stuck in a piece of clothing or get a cramp in your leg and go, oh God, this is it.
Not as often as you seem to.
I'm going to go. I can't. Oh my God, this is how I'm going.
I do like the scenario of you just being stuck in the toilet bowl and calling out for help.
But the moment of, and I'm glad no one was in there because the sound I made was like, I was like, ah!
Imagine if it was an American toilet, because they have more water.
Yeah,
you just sit in water there.
Just dunked it.
Yeah,
just a dunk of the ass cheek.
You're just douching. Accidental douche.
Accidental douching. I can't tell you how traumatic that was. I know it's dumb, but if anyone's ever sat down expecting a toilet seat and only hit porcelain with ass cheek,
it's a shocking feeling.
It's trauma.
Yeah, it is.
It's actual trauma.
It's too big. It's too thin.
It's not right.
It's too thin and too big. And too cold.
Why is my bum touching something cold?
It's very odd.
What have I done?
Yeah.
What's wrong here?
It's like those old black, what are they made out of? There's a word for what they're made out of, and now I've just lost it. But the old black toilet seat that's... Oh. They're always very cold.
Oh, okay.
Good for practical jokes, the old black toilet seat. Put some Vegemite on, no one knows.
Jesus Christ. Well, we'll talk about your parent teacher tomorrow.
Yeah, sure.
Save it. We always love saving content. Save it. It'll happen tomorrow.
Next time, mate, just a little glance is all you got to do.
I'll never trust
anyone. Have a look around.
I'm just going to walk around just not trusting anyone ever again. I mean, if you can't trust a dunny seat to be put down, what can you believe in?
Don't you hover?
What?
Don't you hover?
Not here.
Why?
I don't know, I feel like...
I've seen some of the people that use your toilets. I'd be hovering.
I don't have the quad strength anymore.
Yeah.
I'm a bit weak now.
Fair.
I should hover again.
Yeah.
From now on, I will hover and stand not trust up on anyone. Not trust any bastard.
Strap in, Sydney.
It's okay. We'll stay calm.
We'll stay calm.
Science on our side.
Yeah, we'll just be calm.
Last night, a secret screening of a movie made by anti-vaxxers. And now these are people who are against...
Vaccinations. Yes.
It's called Vaxxed, From Cover-Up to Catastrophe. And it was directed by a man named Andrew Wakefield, who is a former doctor. He was delicensed and discredited for a report that he put out in the late 90s claiming that there's a link between vaccination and autism. Mm. Completely debunked, discredited, and stripped of his medical license for saying these things.
Yes.
Now, the film happened last night. One is believed to have happened in Campbelltown also over the weekend just gone. This one happened down in Melbourne.
Yeah.
And it was a secret screening. People were told an hour before via a text message where it would be.
Yeah.
And it was held at Village Crown.
Yeah.
And we're being told hundreds turned up and there were children and babies amongst the crowd. Yes. Now, leading doctors and, people who believe in vaccinations came out and said, this is a danger to public health. You should not be screening this.
Healthcare professionals.
The Tribeca Film Festival also dropped it from their schedule, saying this is outrageous and it's dangerous. And so this is what's going on at the moment. And you and I have spoken before about anti-vaxxers.
Yes.
And there's some very common arguments that they make. Yeah. And, you know... Vaccine preventable diseases are now on the rise again.
Yes.
Because people aren't vaccinating their children.
Correct.
And
people who had the fortune of being vaccinated.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, these people who got vaccinated by their parents and stayed fit and healthy are now going, oh, but we don't need it. We're fine. Yeah, because you got vaccinated.
But see, I have some questions. If your ultimate goal is to prevent sickness and illness
in your child.
Or in your child,
yeah.
Wouldn't you get them vaccinated?
Yeah.
Because the measles vaccination, between in the last 15 years has prevented 20.3 million childhood deaths.
Yeah.
20.3 million kids are still alive now.
The population of this country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of the measles vaccine.
Yes.
And what I don't, you know, before.
Heard of polio lately?
Yeah. No.
No.
And God. I just don't understand, considering how many deaths are prevented by vaccine, deciding not to get one doesn't make you safe from sickness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The logic is not sound with these anti-vaxxers. Yeah. It's just, and I can be calmly say, there has not been one study done that has linked vaccination with autism.
No.
Not one speck.
Well, there's been studies done, but there's been no conclusive evidence that it's happened.
Nothing.
And look, I can, to try and to sympathise with someone who doesn't want to vaccinate their child, I, as a father of two, I don't want to put sharp things into my child.
No.
I don't want my child to be in any kind of trauma, and I'd rather not put these kind of laboratory-made vaccines into my kid. I would love nature to just be nature. Well, unfortunately, that's not the world that we live in.
No.
Unfortunately, we have to wear seatbelts when we drive because there's idiots that might crash into me that keeps me safe. Unfortunately, to keep my boys safe, I have to vaccinate them.
And it's not. The numbers are there. The science is there. And I wonder if we could put these guys in a room, the anti-vaxxers, with a child who is dying of measles.
Yes.
And let them see the consequences of not vaccinating.
Yeah.
I'm focusing on the illness that happens if you don't prevent it.
Yeah.
I wonder then, if you did that kind of intervention, if they would still be staunchly against the
vaccination. I just think we're in a really dangerous world at the moment where opinion is classed as fact. Mm. And anyone who writes something that's their opinion on social media thinks that they're a published scientist.
They're not.
You're not.
Vaccinate your children. Don't put other people's kids at risk.
Absolutely.
Do your research. I get questioning science, of course, but you will not find one study that tells you not to vaccinate your children.
Well, you will, but it's
not an accredited one.
Yeah, exactly.
No, you won't find one from a real scientist.
That's right.
You'll find one, and you'll find this one, the 1998 Lancet article by Dr. Andrew Wakefield. Sorry, Andrew, because he was stripped of his medical license.
He ain't a doctor.
And the entire thing was debunked.
That's right.
Look, I imagine we're going to get a lot of hate mail over this.
I don't think there's a lot.
I don't care.
There'll be a few.
Don't make my kids sick.
I think they're fairly easy to distract, though.
We were very calm.
Weren't we?
Well done. Good on you. Good on me.
Yeah.
Good on us.
Good on everything.
Vaccinate your kids, dickheads.
Do it.
We said no to roses and we vetoed the kittens. There's no bloody way we'd give away mittens. But the prizes we've got will not make you whinge. These I am and Harley's favourite things.
They sure are.
Yes.
And today's favourite thing is a Louis Vuitton wallet.
Yes.
An original, the two-tone brown and white check.
Yeah.
Gold class.
Your money is actually worth more in this wallet.
It actually is.
Yeah. It's a better exchange rate.
Yeah, it's a goodie. Maria in Camden. Hello, Maria.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Is this me? Is it real? Oh, my gosh.
I don't know.
No.
Is it you?
Oh
is it you? Maria, is
Maria?
It you?
Maria.
Oh, shut up.
You shut up.
You shut up.
You shut up.
You shut it down.
This is our show, don't you tell me to shut up. You shut up.
Oh, shut up. Both of you shut up.
Maria?
Yes?
Do you legitimately have a cotton wallet?
Yeah, it's really embarrassing.
Mate, where do you even buy a cotton wallet from?
Oh, I just bought it at the op shop.
At the oppie. Oh. She's got an op wallet.
Well, Maria, you can set that one on fire because you've got a new Louis Vuitton wallet.
Oh, my God. Oh, thank you so much.
No worries,
oh, my
mate.
Gosh.
Where are you right now? Are you at work?
Oh, no, I'm just about to go. No, I'm actually studying fashion, so like I'm about to go off to.
Shut up.
Oh, you're studying fashion and you've been given a Louis Vuitton wallet. I couldn't think of a more worthy recipient.
Oh my gosh. Oh. I'm so excited. Dream come true.
Oh, bless your little heart. You get out there and you make some good fashion. I'm just like, let me go. We go for what?
Yeah, fashion
wallets or fashion?
Yeah. Fashion.
You can never afford it.
Fashion.
Oh, thanks so much, guys.
You're welcome,
you
Maria.
You guys are my inspiration.
Good.
Oh, great.
Aim higher, but thank you.
Yeah, aim higher.
Good job. The Emerson.